Okay. Three quick nekudas in the previous 3 years before we go right. Numero uno. I wanted to learn. We'll go backwards. Start with the most recent and then go backwards, because that might be easier. I think it'll be easier. In the sugya of Hav Ashki Veshadi, Toysus, right, in that sugya, Hav Ashki Veshadi Ein Mekudeshes. So the Ran brought him a chukas Rishonim. What if at the moment he gave her the thing, he said, Ve'am Mekudeshes me? The Ran brought him a chukas Rishonim. I wanted to learn that Toysus would learn, like the Rishonim, that it would help. Why? Because Tosfos says the only reason Hav Ashki Veshadi doesn't help, Tosfos says, is because Ikla Meimar Kishayneres Hav Adaita Demeikara Ka'omra. Since when she first opened the mouth, it was Aldas to get the thing. It had nothing to do with Kedushin. And then he is the one that brought up this whole Kedushin. And all she said was give. So then, we assume she's going with Asim Mekara. So I understood that, but if he would say Mepurish, Mesh'as the giving, I don't know, that's just Lila Kari Taisi would be Mbaita. Mesh'en came, the Rashba, which the Ran brings, is not Mbaita, right? Because the Rashba holds Koz Man, she didn't say Kaddish Nilach, it's not good enough. Oh. Right. That's what I wanted to say. So, the mice, I happen to see in the Makna brings a raya for Kert. It says it does not hold that. It says it won't help. Why? Because Toys the whole kasha is from Orange. In time of me, Goramat and Mois will point me the Mekudeshes. By Orev, the Makna says, if you look at Rashi over there, and I guess the assumption is no one really argues on that, by Orev, Rashi says that he says that Reha Mekudeshes Li, the Mois should not start to point me. So by Orev, he speaks out of Reha Mekudeshes Li. At least that's how Rashi learned the sugya over there, yeah? So in Cain, Dr. Makna, if Tois is asking a kasha, why doesn't this work with an Orev? If Tois is held, like the Rishonim, that in our case here, saying Reha Mekudeshes Li changes it, this kasha is not a kasha. This kasha is not a kasha. What's he asking? It should help because of Orev? The reason Orev works is because by Orev he speaks out the Reha Mekudeshes Li when he gets it over.
That's
the case of Orev. According to Rashi over there, and I guess the Makna is assuming Tois would agree. That's the case by Orev, you need that. The Magna says that's for sure that by Orev you need that. Because otherwise, that's for sure that by Orev, you need that. Ah, that happens to be the Magna of Shitosoi. Ooh. Ooh. One second. Yeah. Let's take a step out. Yeah, that's what the Magna say. In Makna learned like this. In Orev, it's clear. Oh, no. No, I take it back. Two different things, never mind. The Makna is saying, in Orev, that Rashi says by Orev, and Abzayin, Bakarash Niloch, Ukhshanosnoi, when he gives it to the Tloini, Amalah is Kachli Mikudai, Amalah is Kachli. The Rashi says, and the Makna is saying that's what Chayra has to be. Because otherwise, you don't see that he's wanting Makadisha. Akabonim, he's saying, if that's true, and Tois is asking Akasha, why doesn't it work here in Orange? If Tois agrees to the Shita that he's showing him, that here it also works if he's asked to see and he says, we have a Kadesha's leave. That his kasha doesn't start. Meaning, it does work within Orev, you just have to speak it out. What? Oh. Toys starts out with a kasha like this. If I have Ashki and Shadi, why can't it work the same way Orev works? That's his kasha, and whatever Seris is his Seris, but that's his kasha. Correct? Why is saying, give me the date? any worse than saying give plenty of money. Cash. Yeah? So I'm just saying, in the Shitas Rishonim that the Ran brings, that in our case, by the dates, had he said B'Shas Nesina, Red and Kadesh Yisleem, it would work. That that's the Machlokes Rishonim, whether that would work or not, that the Ran brings. Yeah? If you hold that it would work, in our case, is Tosfos Kasha and Kasha? No. It's not a Kasha. Not a Kasha. Because here it doesn't work because he never spoke it out for Shas and Siva. And over it works because he did speak it out for Shas and Siva. If you all would like to be shown it. No.
But they could be out of
this? Yeah, but the kasha is no reason to have there's no reason to have a kasha. If you hold that our Gemara is saying have Ashka Shadi Ainam Kadeshus, if you hold the Pshat in our Gemara is Ainam Kadeshus because he never spoke out of Ainam Kadeshus to Pshat and Sina, but had he spoke out of Ainam Kadeshus to Pshat and Sina, it would work.
Yeah, but she
so twice again if Kakasha, why?
I read works for this man. Give the stones on Mary. Yeah, you should come to the
hospital.
Because he said it for Shafanina, I'll marry you when I give it.
Like, something different. So I understand that Toys is terrible. But why did Toys have to come on to that? What bothered Toys in the first place? Why is Mara saying in Bukadesh as I should work from our age? What bothered him in the first place?
It should work from our aid, or if
our aid
would work,
this should also work. Yeah.
I'll tell you,
Aid only works because he says, Rahim Kadesh is sleeping shots in the scene, like Rashi says in Abdi'ah. And here, he didn't. If he did, it would not going to work also. What's your problem, Tysus?
Why is that
Ella, what? Tysus holds like to be showing him that here it won't help. No, what other things?
It doesn't help, but why
won't it help? It's another thing. Good, but I'm just saying, yeah. And that's why I say this is a kasha. That's what I'm saying. The Makta is bringing our chokha. The Makta cries. That's why it's a command to other things. The Makta is bringing our chokha. The Toys is rolls like the Shitas that it won't help over here. Because if it did help over here, you wouldn't have to command to these other things. You would have said, push it. You want to know why this is worse than Arab? Because the Arab, she said, and yeah, but Arab, he said, Bashat and Sina. And here he didn't say Bashat and Sina. If you said it, but Shas Sina in Ochinami, it would work. Kasha doesn't have a kasha. No kasha. It would work.
Why is that like
Arabian? You're asking the Bukhah, what was the kasha? Because you're giving it, over. Why? I just want to know why he's giving it over to me any worse than giving it over to the guy who told you to give it over to. Why is it any worse? I say give it. Why is it any worse than when I said to you give it to Plainy? So Taisa does a chilik in her dad, in Ochinami. But the Matzah, yeah, the Matzah is gewaltig what he's saying. He's being a Hechafa that if Toys was learned like the Rishonim, the way I wanted to set it up, who agree that in our case here, had he said B'Shas in the scene of Aviyam Gudashim, it would work, then Toys would never have had a Kasha. That works because he said it. Already works because he said it. Shalom Yisrael. The Gemara that says Aviyam Gudashim, don't believe he didn't say it. Toys doesn't have to come out to any other Shemuk.
Good.
You follow?
That's the Makna thing.
It still wouldn't help, and therefore I'm a Kasha. Why is it any worse than already? Exactly. And then he says the Chilim. But that's Mufra composed of the Makna thing. No, it's Kishmaka. That's one that could have. No, I didn't pick up on that before. I thought Adarabba. I thought,
I saw that. I hear it, but I feel like there's, because by our age, he has to go back and say it.
Right.
It's, but a guy like the main...
Yeah, but the Rishonim, the Ran quotes, hold that changes everything in our Gemara. They hold that in our case, the only reason our Gemara said in the Kadesh is because he didn't do it. If he did it, it would be the Kadesh. If that's what they're holding, then you also, there's no Kasha.
What's different though is that in our case, by him saying it,
yeah,
that, therefore, when we see her accepting it, we know her dying.
right?
Yeah.
By Oreg, that's not the issue. It is technical. He needs to say it because otherwise, how is he going to sure to
okay.
marry?
Okay.
Right?
What's he doing?
So yes. Okay. Again, I hear, I just feel like if there's two different reasons why you need him to be saying it, maybe you can't
but, yeah. It could be either different reasons, but if Saif goes Saif, meaning, if technically speaking, you need that, and if you hold it to your shirt and mirror, that if you have that, it's good enough, even if it is for different reasons. But if by RFU you see you need them to say B'Shas Nasinu, and if you have your shirt and mirror that say, Enechinami, had you said B'Shas Nasinu, it would help. So there's no makom to ask, oh, why is this any worse than RFU? It's not, it's just worse than RFU because he didn't say it. If he didn't say it, it is for a different reason. Enechinami. Yeah, that's in the back. Well, okay, that's one nekuda. Now, nekuda number two, we have to go back a shtickle. Things were aimed on, but I didn't really see till now. The Rashi and the Tosfos back to Eliyahu's kasha, the Kvevi's kasha. We keep coming back to you, but to keep the second shift involved over here. Ah, he's not here. He's over there on his phone. Back to that kash, okay? Because we spoke this out also. It's interesting how Rashi would learn. Rashi and Tosfos, in the initial stage of the Gemara, name La'aba La'avicha, Rashi and Tosfos as Kakasha, why is this any worse? Why doesn't it work with an artist? Why can't it work with an artist? Rashi and Tosfos both ask Kakasha, and they both answer because Ardeh, she initiated it. And here, he initiated it, and then she said to name Baba Lavich. Why didn't they just answer? By Arab, you said a Kaddish Nilach. And then you didn't. We saw in the Rashba himself, the next stage of the Gemara, the Rashba does answer that Taka. Taka what the Rashba says. Okay, he doesn't say the next stage of the Gemara, but it's the same Tarif. Yeah, don't get distracted. Yeah, the Rashba says that over here he didn't say a Kaddish Nilach, and over there he did say a Kaddish Nilach. So the Shaila is, what were Rashi and Tosfos learning? Sylvia, we mentioned something about this. What were they learning? What were Rashi and Tosfos learning? Their mashma, that's not the difference. But why? Why do they hold that that's not the difference? It's kivega. That should have been the Pasha of Chilik. So the truth is that there's two directions you can take it in. I think Sylvia was saying one of the directions. I'm not sure which way you said. There's a Beis Shmuel. What was that? You tell me which way you said it. No, I don't remember which way. There's a Beis Shmuel, but it's Mamash Beis Shmuel on Shulchan Aruch. Beis Shmuel says Shitas Rashi is that Orev does not require of Hakadosh Nilach. I think that's the side you said. According to Rashi, Orev does not require Hakadosh Nilach. It says in the Gemara, that was the case of the Gemara, I guess. But Enechinami, she says, give a money to Pliny. Bishas giving it to Pliny, he says every ass, right? With that money. Yeah. So you don't need the Kaddish Nilach. You're talking, you don't need the Kaddish Nilach. So Rashiel, you don't need it. If you don't need it, that can't be the difference in the two sugis. You have to say a different chilik in the two sugis. The Machne argues with Beis Shmuel. The Machne says, to him, it can't be. If she never said a Kaddish Nilach, then we really have no proof that that's what she wants. He said, Rav Gedeshen Tzvi, it's a joke. She wanted that Yenim should get money. She didn't mention a word about the Kedushin. So the Matzah says, it can't be like the Beis Shmuel. He wants to argue the Beis Shmuel. And he wants to say, if I care, that it goes in the opposite direction. What does it mean it goes in the opposite direction? Larger than by Arev, you need a Kaddish Nilach. You do need it. So why couldn't they say this in our Gemara? He says, because in our Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos tell that a Kaddish Nilach won't even help. That's the finish of the Machne. That if he says, it's Kaddish Nilach, and she says, to name La'abu L'Avicha B'Kaddish Nilach, it still won't help. It still won't help, because there's such an umdana that she's telling him to get lost, according to Rashi and Tosfos, since she didn't initiate it, that even if it was a Kaddish Yilach, still meant, I'll say anything I want to get this guy out of here. That's the Machna learned. And Mamela, it's Mamela, it's Einim Kaddish. Meaning you have to take it in one direction or the other. The Beis Shmuel is taking the direction of that already fell without the Kaddish Yilach. The Machna says, no, fakir. The Pshat is the name of Richa doesn't help even with the Kaddish Yilach. But that's the Machlaikis and how to learn Shitas Rashi with it. That's what Tobi was saying. That's the direction you have to go in to the answer giving is kashu. I mean, it has to be. There has to be either they hold one direction or the other. But because that's still called. That's still called. Even a kaddish nilor, Kozman that he started it. Even a kaddish nilor means get out of here. Okay, that's the kudra number two. Right. Even right.
Right.
It doesn't write them. You said the Kaddish Yilach. Even that won't help. That's the Makom. The Beis Shmuel went Faker. The Shmuel, which is in Shulchan Aruch. But that's interesting. The kudra also. Yeah. But the regular case of Arim, she does have to sing. That's what they'll learn. Beis Shmuel understood she's Rashi, is that for regular case of Arim, she doesn't have to say. The Matnus says, no, that can't be. By regular case of Arim, she does have to say. Just, they couldn't use that as a deret, because over here, the chat is, even if she said it, won't help. Interesting, the kudah number two. And the kudah number three on the previous sugya is mamish, I leave off with the tarachim. Because I told you like this, by the stela case, you saw that long rashba by the stela case, okay? There's a machloikas mishoinim, the mokoim that you're giving away money that you're not going to get back to a non-bardah, you throw the body into the yam. Does that work with an ordinary or does it not work with an ordinary? And now the ritual is clear, I think. The ritual holds that works with an ordinary, that works with an ordinary. Why does it work with an ordinary? So that's the ritual, that I think is clear. The ritual is going to Shitasa. That the longness of ordinary is what the ritual said in the sugya back then. I get a nod that you listen to me. That I know I get that you listen to me is only if you give me that money you can't get back. If you put it down in the cellar, I have to pick it up 5 minutes later, it doesn't help. But if you're giving it away, if you're throwing it to the kelim, it's going to eat it. If you're throwing it to the yam, it's a din orev. We saw the Rashba, the Rashba orev. The Rashba says that's not called a din orev. A din orev is only when a bardas is being makabalist. Why? So that I understood very well. The Rashba is mamish mashma that way. That he held the lumdus of orev with a din lumdus, which is the lumdus which we saw on Tosfos in the Baba Metzia when we learned the studio. The lumdus of the din orev is that it's ke'ilu, she was makabel the mummy. But giving it to the one I said give it to, ke'ilu ha-makabelu. Which is a different lumdus of Ari. And that's what the Rashba says, it has to be that the one you're giving to has a koyach to be makabel. It can't be the ocean.
But what does that mean? She got it and gave it over.
Yeah, I mean, in lumdus, that's what you can call it. But it is ke'ilu, she was makabel. She was makabel. But that, you can't call it ke'ilu, she's makabel, unless there was a makabel. Unless there was a kabbalah which went on. Then I can touch up the kabbalah as if it came to me. Yeah, it came to me first. But, so one's calling in, you're getting a nod, I'm getting a nod that you listen to me. Nothing to do with anything else. I have a nod that you listen to me. So throwing the yam is also a good nod. But if you hold that the lumdus of our age, basically you can't get it back. But if you hold the lumdus of our age is, which raises such a lumdus in the Rishayim. And in the notes in the Rashba over there, they bring the Rabbi Hananel, says it this way. And the person of Matthias definitely seems to be saying this way. And the Rashba himself, by all, seems to say this way. He said, it's Ke'ilu, she was Makabalist. If you hold that's the lumdus, then you understand that the Kabbalah has to be made by Bardas. So I understood very good shmak that the Machlaikas, we show him here, is throwing it into the yam, helping the Norid, is the voice and the machlekas we showing him of what's the lumdus of Orid. Which is what very much Mashmo is saying over here. The only problem is, and this I read with Tarachian, is that the Rashba in the sugya over there of Orid says like the Ritva. Shot in order because they have that knowledge. You listen to me. So the chayyim is steering the Rashba. I don't know what to do with this. It sounds like a steering the Rashba. If you hold that that's the law, this, why are you arguing over here and the Ritva over here?
Why can't you say if it's
loaded? That's my problem.
If it's not a bar down, it's not like she got it?
No. That the Rashba says clear, it's not. But he said, question, the problem is, in the Sugya of Aris, he seems to be taking the Ritva side. Not the side of Ki'ilu you got it. According to the Ritva's Malik, that it's, I know, I get that you listen to me. So I feel the Dark of the Yam should work. Seems to be a, I don't know how to put these two aspects together. That's my that I leave that I leave Torah Chiyuv right now.
Yeah.
Which is mashma. First he brings the ritva that does work, and the ritva which he tells. So if you look in the ritva, that's the way to explain it. If you get a no, so during the yam does one. With the Rashba seems to explain it is no, that's not the point. The point is kid you got it. And if it's not a bar das, it can't be called kid you got it. How does that stem with the Rashba in the Sugya Bari, who seems to say the same thing as the Ritva? Look at the Rashba over there. He seems to say that.
Maybe over there, but when they were only talking about how they died. There was no case of anything else.
Yeah, Bardas is the nafkamina. The Bardas will be the practical nafkamina which results from the machlokes and lomdas. Yeah? But if he's going to create the ritva in the lomdas over there, why would he argue now over here?
Well, here is, we've got all suddenly these other cases where we know that there were so many other cases where there wasn't.
Yeah, but
it was the classic case of Ares.
I know.
You don't Ares.
You have to say the Rashba is choizer. You have to say the Rashba is choizer. He started off understanding the sugya with a certain lomdus.
He's Arik.
Then
himself,
when he got,
when you start applying Arik to other places, go whoa, original Arik.
Yeah, but then you have to say, he did a total chazara in the lomdus what Arik is though. But you have to say.
If you want to apply Arik to a situation where there isn't a person on the other end, which is the last sugya, you were only talking about the
classic. That's right.
So, then you should know.
Yeah, but that's only. No.
I just think that if you have inanimate objects, then you should know that there are additional things. There was no intervention before.
Yeah, but now he's saying the reason it doesn't work is because it's a different lumbus. He didn't say. I agree. The lumbus is that no, you get. But I have other reasons for holding that the inanimate object is not good enough. He didn't say that. He seemed to say, no, I mean, even now he didn't say that. He said that now, that's what he should have said now. I hold the lumbus, same as the ritva, but I hold that it doesn't go so right, you can't take it so far, okay? So he doesn't seem to say that. He seems to say that since the lumbus is ke'ilu shigari, that's all the lumbus. He doesn't really mean that over here. It means the lumbus of the ritva, but with a kinesh.
If he asked him, why does he work by
Aris? That's what I'm saying.
No, so what did he say?
Oh,
the lumbus didn't cause the bar das, so what did that mean?
No.
It worked because...
Because of what? Oh, so that's what my question is showing.
So that's why Aris works. That's Aris.
Yeah.
So here, why doesn't it work? There's nothing to it, right? Because you need a bar das.
Yeah, but why do you need a bar das? Why do you need a bar das?
Why
Yidibar Das? Yeah. So he seems to say the Rashba Yod, that Yidibar Das because since Ariv is as if she got it. But that's the day that there's someone who actually
that
got it.
I know
that's a change in the logic.
I know. But he has that difference with the man.
You should know that there are.
I know what you're saying. You're saying good sense.
I mean, you need both.
You need both.
But he holds both bumpuses are true. You need both.
Yeah.
It's working with that law, but it also has to be, but often that's the badass because the question is, why would he need both bumpuses then? Yeah, that's. You have to be trying to say one or the other. That's the. You may like to say the whole thing's not my question.
Why
do you have to? Yeah, the sure doesn't say both.
Why do you have to say what he's getting? What's important now?
Yeah, so
what
so until now, what I've said, what that accomplishes it, is that the Rishonim do not hold to the victim's lumbus at all. They're nothing to do with Hanoah that she receives because you listen to her. That's not a thing. The lumbus of Arif is this. It's a fundamental machlokes, and now the lumbus of Arif. That's what I would have understood until now. So that means you hold like one or the other. The Rash is switching. And that's how I would have set up. Now you're right. It could be the answer to my question is it's somewhere in between. It's somewhere in between. It's not as kitzoni as I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The question is how to say it. Yeah. I'm not denying that you're wrong. I'm just saying it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because
It could be that that's the kibun you have to take. That there's some. Okay, I don't know. I don't have anything better right now. So. Okay, very good. That's what I wanted to say. Now you have the sugya of the fest of Star. Until the.